This coming week, members of the entire House of Representatives will debate the president's fate. Should they ask the Senate to put the president on trial? And the final vote could depend on 20 or so Republicans who still aren't saying how they'll vote. One of them is Connie Morella of Maryland, as NPR's Virginia Bigger reports.
Maryland's 8th Congressional District is based mostly in affluent Montgomery County in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. There are far more Democrats than Republicans living in the 8th, but for the last 12 years it's been represented by Connie Morella, a Republican whose views on many issues are in line with those of her largely progressive constituency. But if it's clear where district voters stand on impeaching the president, a recent poll showed 75% oppose it, Morella's not saying where she comes down on the issue. This bus stop is in downtown Bethesda, a part of the district where Morella has found considerable Democratic support. Some voters here say her decision next week will affect how they vote 2 years from now when she comes up for re-election. Karen Gulliver is a Democrat who's voted for Morella several times. She sent the Congresswoman an email about impeachment last week.
I told her I was opposed to it and I wanted to send the message loud and clear. If she votes for impeachment, I will not vote for her.
Rick Duffy is a Democrat who did not cast his ballot for Morella last month, but he's open to voting for her in 2000.
If she votes against impeachment, I will consider voting for her because I think that that will be showing the kind of judgment that I think somebody who is my congressperson should be showing.
The pressure on Morella and other undecided House Republicans is enormous. Between them, they could determine the president's fate, but they're also considering their own futures.
Senator John Hayes.
Oh, great.
How are you?
It's good to see you, Senator. Delighted you came tonight.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Good luck with your legislative session.
Good luck with your hearing.
That's right. Thank you.
Last night, the Maryland State Republican Party held its biannual convention in Annapolis. Congresswoman Morella was very visible, speaking to the executive council and hosting a hospitality suite. She said she's well aware of her constituents' many opinions on impeachment.
People have left their ideas on my windshield, you know, and they meet me in stores or wherever I am and give me their opinion. My office has been inundated with phone calls and faxes.
But at last night's Republican convention, Morella was getting decidedly partisan advice.
I wish she would vote with the majority of other Republicans and vote out the articles of impeachment.
Lewis Pope chairs the Howard County Republican Party. Pope says a vote for impeachment would appeal to conservative Republicans, which is something Connie Morella must keep in mind if she's contemplating a run for the Senate in 2000.
I think she would have a great deal of difficulty in a contested Republican primary if she did not vote with the rest of the Republican majority.
Pope acknowledged, however, that if Morella votes against impeachment, it would not hurt her, the Democrats, in a general election. But Morella remains on the fence. She did say she was glad that President Clinton reiterated his apology yesterday afternoon.
I'm pleased that he made the gesture to indicate to the American people that he is cognizant of the wrongdoing and that he would be open to a censure. I think it was a prudent thing for him to do. I think he was sincere, I would hope.
Censure, rather than impeachment, has been a more palatable vehicle for a number of moderate Republicans wary of removing the president from office.
This is probably going to be her most excruciating vote.
Keith Haller is president of Potomac Survey Research. He says until now, Morella has successfully balanced her party identity with the views of her constituents. For example, when Newt Gingrich ran for re-election as speaker 2 years ago, rather than voting for him, Morella simply voted present. However, when the House voted in October to go ahead with an impeachment inquiry, she voted with the Republican majority. Haller believes Morella may be in a no-win situation this time.
If she was voting politically and wanting to represent her district, she would probably vote against any of the articles of impeachment. If she wants to maintain her future relations with the Republican leadership, she would have to fall in line, at least vote for one of the articles. So it clearly is a major turning point for her.
Haller says Morella must explain her vote, no matter what her decision. He says voters have shown a willingness to give her the benefit of the doubt in the past. For her part, Connie Morella says hers will be a vote of conscience. Virginia Bigger, NPR News, Washington.